If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Andy McDermott is the founder and chief development officer of something called Intentional Sports. Andy, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, John. Appreciate you having me on.
Why are we having this guy on, Terry?
Okay, let me tell you something. You asked where Intentional Sports is. It's at 1841 North Laramie. It's in Austin, but right next door to Belmont Cragen, Humboldt Park, and Hermosa. I mean, it's in the heart of Chicago. How did this happen? It's small world and tech world. Remember I mentioned last week GoFortress.com, who did my website and Ray Kaplan's website? Well, Joel Matthew, I was having a meeting with him, and he said, I'm doing a website for international sports. We're doing intentional sports. Andy slapped me. And you have to come out and see this. It was almost finished. Let me just say, a regulation baseball diamond indoor, two soccer courts, full regulation indoors, two full regulation hardwood basketball courts, all soundproof so the parents can't yell at their kids when they're playing, and an programming lab for esports where they teach the kids how to program. It covers acres. Andy, explain. It's the most incredible thing you've done.
And why is it called Intentional Sports, Andy? What's that?
You know, John, I credit a soccer ball, or more likely my parents who signed me up for soccer when I was five, probably because I was ADHD and they just needed me to run my energy out. But with opening doors for my whole 47 years. And so we are intentional about giving kids opportunities through sports, wellness, education, and the arts. And so whether or not we ever find the next Justin Fields is not our mission. Our mission is the 99.9% of kids, giving them the chance to play that kids elsewhere in suburbs or other areas get every day. That I was just shocked to see on the west side of Chicago, south side of Chicago, there aren't organized sports that these kids have access to. So that's why we're there.
In a lot of the suburbs, there's these massive indoor places to practice baseball, volleyball, basketball, etc. You're trying to bring that concept closer into the city. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. The business of youth sports in America is huge. You know, it's a 20-some billion-dollar industry now, and I get it. You know, these big clubs gravitate towards where these coaches can make money, where the clubs can make money. And so, you know, kids on the west side, not only can they maybe not afford these programs, but they don't have transportation or access to go out to these places.
Sure.
So we wanted to build something professional level that would kind of blow their minds to get pro athletes, college athletes to come and rub shoulders with these kids. So not only do we have great partners like Wintrust and Jason Hayward and Chicago Fire, but my staff, my team, a lot of us are ex-college athletes or pro athletes who really want to give back to these kids and give them some of those same chances.
How are the kids and their families affording using the facility?
Well, we are no cost or low cost for all of our internal programs. And even our leagues and tournaments and camps, those are all on a sliding scale. So we don't turn anybody away for any financial reasons, which is a reason why we are fundraising and we are applying for grants. We don't have that huge of a budget. You know, we got about a $2 million annual budget, which is, you know, 10 acres in the city of Chicago and all the construction loans and taxes and interest and all the rest of it and insurance. You know, it does cost something for 10 acres. But we're trying to keep our costs as low as we can so that we continue to do these free programs in basketball, soccer, esports, volleyball, baseball with the Jason Hayward Baseball Academy. I mean, you name it. We have no secrets. We don't care what they want to come and play with us. We just want them to come because it's a safe space. We have good, influential, leaders there who can pull these kids in the right direction instead of, you know, right now, if they don't have any positive alternatives after school, they get quickly pulled in the wrong direction. And as we see on the headlines in Chicago, we want to reverse that trend.
So you're on the west side of the city, huh?
Yes, sir. We're North Austin, which, as Terry alluded to, is kind of accidentally the perfect location between those four communities. If anything can unite, those communities, then it could be sports or wellness or the arts. We just had a great fundraiser dinner on Sunday where Common, Rashid Lin, a.k.a. Common, who's a hip-hop star and actor, came and helped us tell the story. Got to interview him on stage, and he's such an influential Chicagoan from the South Side that he loved the idea of what we're doing. And we had a lot of great people in the room. And so,
Common notwithstanding, how are you going to get money to keep the lights on and to keep the program running? I mean, wow, that's ambitious to me.
Yeah, so we got a fantastic donation last week from a fellow Northwestern alumni, Steve Wilson and his wife, gave us a matching grant of $500,000. And so from people in the room at the fundraiser, and now we're amplifying that out to the city to try to match that grant. But we have a lot of great partners. There are some other grants like the Chicago Community Trust and the Field Foundation and mm-hmm. some great people in Chicago who have really stepped up from, Joe Mansueto at the Fire and so on and so forth. The list is long, but, it's only with an army of pretty amazing humans who really want to improve the future of Chicago that this place has gotten as far as it has.
This place is called Intentional Sports. Terry, I didn't know about this until you told us about it.
Well, I was at that dinner with Common. Again, Joel Matthew of GoFortress.com did their website. The website is intentionalsports.org. I got thrilled by the idea of this $500,000 challenge match. So there's a button right on the homepage that says donate. It's... I don't know. We spend a lot of time here talking about making money, and this is our Chicago. What a great way to give back for a community that, it's kids. They don't vote. They're just out there. And when I see what this team of people are doing, the pride they have and the pride they instill in these kids, the beautiful facility, and they're giving lunches or snacks after school, intentionalsports.org, I think it deserves some exposure. And by the way, the name on top of the door, this is no coincidence, is Wintrust Intentional Sports. And they always step up to do great things in the community. I don't know if you'll ever drive by at 1841 North Laramie to see that name on the door, but it's hope for Chicago.
Before I let you go, Andy, you said we're not looking for the next Justin Fields. Is it any kid off the street who just wants to be on a team and play basketball or baseball or whatever the sport is? I mean, could you just talk briefly about the kids that will use this place?
Yes, absolutely. So our goal, and we're approaching that quickly, is to serve 2,000 kids a week, whether in our own internal programs, like we have already grassroots basketball, soccer, baseball, softball, volleyball, and esports. So those are grassroots. Kids off the street can sign up for those classes. We do have some travel teams already that are competing in external leagues, and these kids, either pay $0 or $50 for a season and get a uniform, and that's something that they just didn't have the opportunity to do last year. Those are kids from our community, and then we partner with some other great nonprofits as well in the city who are already doing great things, because now we have the space for Special Olympics to come and have wheelchair bocce ball tournaments, which, blew my mind. How cool is that? To be playing in this big turf field house, which is the largest turf field in Chicago, to have wheelchairs out there practicing right next to some kids learning baseball from our baseball director. So it's really cool. Every time I'm there, it seems like there's something different. We've had rugby, we've had lacrosse, you name it. It really has become kind of a community hub over there on the west side, and so we hope to keep growing our programs this fall and winter. It should be a very busy place. As we know, Chicago winters are long, so we expect to be busting at the gills this winter.
Intentional Sports. I get it. Intentional Sports. It's on the west side, and there's a matching grant out there from Steve and Sue Wilson. If you click on intentionalsports.org, you can be part of that donation match. Nice to meet you, Andy. Terry, thanks for introducing us to something extraordinary in Chicago. Good luck, Andy.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Terry, for being a champion. We love you.